This is AM 580, and it's time now for us to find out what's happening on the Board of Trade and the Mercantile Exchange. With our opening report, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading on the Chicago Board of Trade. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 490 and a quarter, down 1 1/4 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, we find that March wheat opened at 452 and a quarter, down 3/4 on the open. May, 465, down 1 1/2. July, 477, down 2 3/4. September, 487, down 1. December, 497, down 1 1/2 on the open. March corn opened at 393, down 4 on the open. May, 402, down 5. July, 412 1/2, down 5 1/2. September, 402 1/2, down 4 1/2. December, 396, down 4. March, 2008, 405 1/2, down 4. May, 411, down 3. July, 2008, 414 1/2, down 2 1/2 on the open. March soybeans opened at 471, down 3 on the open. May, 753, down 2 1/2. July, 768, down 4. August, 772, down 5. November, 790, down 4 1/2. January, 796, down 5 1/2. March, 2008, $8, down 7 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 214.30, down 210 on the open. May, 218.30, down 250. March soybean oil opened at 30.10, down 5 on the open. May, 30.40, down 7. At the Merck March feeders, opened at 105.95, up 30 on the open. April, 107.30, up 55. May, 108.90, up 67 1/2. August, 109.10, up 17 1/2 on the open. April live cattle opened at 99.80, down 30 on the open. June, 97.10, down 30. August, 93.85, down 20. October, 96.57 1/2, down 22 1/2 on the open. April lean hogs opened at 66.75, down 70 on the open. May, 76.40, down 67 1/2. June, 77.15, down 85. July, 77.60, down 90 on the open. And March bellies opened at 104.75, down 100 on the open.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Grainfield Marketing in Normal. Grainfield Marketing can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at grainfield.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, at some point you got to say the sideways consolidation isn't really a sideways consolidation. Nearby futures off more than 10% of their contract highs.
Yeah, the 40-day moving average has turned, and it turned on the May around the 424 area, and so the trend is officially down in the commodity world. Part of the blame is the 10 million acre projections by several commodity people. With the larger acreage, the world stock market seems to have taken a big hit on the head. One out of every 8 mortgages in the great state of California, the land of opportunity, has a mortgage problem. People aren't making their payments. And so we, in some respects, the financial world has got a whisper saying, that we have an economic slowdown, a lot of cars on everybody's car lots in America. So it's a case of the perception that things aren't good here in the U.S. or around the world.
Well, from a technical standpoint, all you say true. We're on the downtrend under the 40-day moving average. We're looking at some retracement levels. We're looking at some downtrend lines. But isn't it all going to still be about weather over the next 3-4 weeks?
You know, that is probably a good point. Down 4 weeks down the road is the weather. In the meantime, we have the guest estimate by the government on planted acreage. And, of course, I think that's probably the one bugaboo that we're looking at. Jackie from Stuart Peterson in Milwaukee there mentioned the point on Commodity Week that she does think that $8 beans and the high-priced fertilizer has slowed some of the movement in the corn, you know, transfer of acreage in the corn. I have a tendency to agree with her, but at the same time, the marketplace is basically had some long positions by commodity funds, and the market is seeing some liquidation in the corn. It's well pointed out that if you do have 10 or 12 million acres more corn, you'll have less soybeans, and that's also indirectly or directly friendly to the soybean complex. I think the big thing is that, you know, short term we are seeing replanting corn in Texas. It's too wet, Indianapolis and east and Ohio, and more rain, and I think the 6 to 10-day forecast turned wet. But all in all, the commodity world is seems to feel that recession, too many corn acres, and the market seems to want to be a little bit defensive here in the real world.
Well, then we have to look at it from the practical view. What are some downside objectives that these funds who are liquidating, in other words, I believe 300,000 long or thereabouts earlier this week, what are they looking at?
Well, I think a good point. You know, it does hinge on the perception of yield. If we do have 10 million acres of corn planted, if we have 150 bushels to the acre, which is still a pretty good yield, we'll still not gain much on the carryover. You know, it'll be 700 million or south of that number, which, you know, it historically equates to $4 corn. But if we have 155 bushel yield, which is, I think, 3 bushels better than last year's yield, you know, then we have a tendency to look at 350 corn. So, you know, it's a matter of bushels per acre, early planting dates, and, of course, demand. At the cheaper levels, you know, that should encourage more ethanol, more feed, and more export demand. So those are all positive factors. Right now, the crude oil price is probably the most dynamic. If you can't make your loan payments on your $500,000 house, you still have money enough to run your little sports car or automobile down the road. So fuel consumption seems to be good, and there are people in the financial world that are predicting, you know, $68 crude oil and higher priced gasoline this summer, mainly because the oil refineries aren't putting out enough gasoline for the consumers at this time.
Let's explore the yield a little further. Are you in the camp that as planted acreage goes up, the working yield number goes down?
Oh, you bet. And I think that's an important equation, and particularly when I hear people saying, oh, the people in North Dakota or South Dakota or Tennessee and Arkansas, that's where the corn acreage is really going to increase. You know, when we talk to the people in North Dakota, they said the early season maturity corn is hard to find. We still like to plant you know, a rotation, and we still like to plant the spring wheat. So, you know, there's a lot of things in these non-traditional areas that still equate to price levels, the cost of soybeans, cost of fertilizer, and it's not as easy as some people indicate because, you know, let's say the traditional place to plant corn is the black ground areas of Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana.
So what's a producer to do? Because they're itching to get into the fields after all.
Well, you know, the guys that did say sell some $4 new crop corn and $8 beans, you know, are looking pretty shrewd today. The one thing that we do know is that we do have a long growing season ahead of us, and I think that the person can also look at that. I think if a person would err, and if I would really look at the average prices of the people that have sold the corn, it's probably cheaper than where the board is now by the tune of 50 to 75 cents. So these dips are opportunities to buy some kind of options that protect them on any kind of summer weather so they can capitalize on the marketplace, you know, if it does turn around.
Thank you much, Paul.
Have a profitable day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM. With every kernel, every grain, every seed, ADM sees possibilities to improve everyday life. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Looking at the current tick in Kansas City, May wheat 488 down 3.5 at the Board of Trade. March wheat 455.25 down 3/4. May 460 down 6.5. July 473 down 6.75. May corn 399.75 down 7. July 410.5 down 7.25. December 395 down 5.75. March beans 740 down 4. May 751.75 down 3.75. November 791 down 3.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana. It's 10 o'clock.